God bless you. Let's bow down our heads this morning. Everlasting Father, we want to thank you for the great opportunity you have given unto us to be alive today. We bless you because you have not allowed us to surrender to the enemy. Lord Almighty, COVID-19 has not bowed down our heads. Father, we have not had cause to go bury anybody and say, what is the cause of the death? I will say it's COVID-19. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Therefore, Lord, we are rejoicing in your presence this morning. Father, let this joy never depart from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we are praying that at the end of this pandemic, and the roll call is made, our names shall not be found missing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The names of our loved ones shall never be found missing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord Almighty, the National Thanksgiving is coming. United States of America Thanksgiving Day. We shall be a part of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And we pray that by that time, this pandemic will have disappeared from the surface of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let your word come with power this morning. Let it come with anointing. Let the joy of the Lord forever be established in our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We have already read the text for the passage, and the title is No Time to Surrender. No time. I pray you will not surrender to the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. But what I have observed is children of God will surrender in the face of little opposition. Once ever we have very little thing like that, we surrender. We often forget that we serve the God of the whole universe. Whose power has never changed, nor has it been in doubt since the beginning of the world. In Joshua chapter 5, I think. What's the name of that harlot? Rahab. Rahab testified to the power of God. Said our heart melted when we heard that you were here. When we heard what your God did 40 years ago, in the Red Sea, how he completely destroyed Egypt and his forces. That is the testimony of our God in the mouth of a harlot. Praise the Lord. You will testify in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Talk less you who has declared, whom he has declared as his son and his daughter. You will testify. Amen. We have read the acts of God in the Bible, how he saved his people from those who are more powerful than them. We have read the story of the three Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3. We have read the story of the Jews in Esther chapter 3 to 7. And the question is, why are we not expecting these things to happen today? Why? Our God has never changed, nor his power to deliver diminished. His promise to us is that if our ways please him, he will make even our enemies to live at peace with him. Look at Proverbs 16:7. That's there. So when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So we do not have to react in the face of every harassment. You don't have to be negative in the face of a negative dream. You don't have to be depressed because it's a little bit for you, it's a little bit tight for you. If you read John 10:10, it is there. The thief does not come except to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, He said, I have come that we may receive life and that we may have it more abundantly. So why are we fearing? Why are we surrendering in the midst of opposition? Only those who surrender to fear lose. You will not be a loser in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As God's children, we do not belong to the family tree of the fearful. 2 Timothy 1:7. Very clear. Very, very clear. For God has not given us what? A spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. So as people who are privileged to have the full power of the Godhead backing us up, no enemy can overcome you. Hello? Can I say it again? As children of God, and we have his backing, no enemy can overcome us. That evil dream is just telling you to rise up and pray. That beautiful dream is just telling you to rise up and do what? And pray. Pray it into existence. Demolish that evil dream in your prayer. No evil power can overcome you. Amen. Don't allow the situation going on in the country to get you depressed. We have had people who died of depression. We said it on Tuesday. This professor, Ayodele Awujobi, first DSC holder, after PhD you go for DSC, was the first DSC, Doctor of Science holder in Nigeria. Died of depression. That must not be your portion. Praise the Lord. So the journey of the Israelites to the promised land was laden with battles and with wars. No doubt about that. Nations and leagues of nations came against them, but they were conquered. They were defeated. They were run over as long as Israel obeyed instructions from God. The only time they were driven back was when sin came into the camp. And the moment sin was removed, God came back to the camp. And they were winning. We will continue to win in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who thought they could bolden up and confront the army of God, they had themselves to blame. Under this condition, certain kings decided to appeal to wisdom. And that was the story we read in Joshua 9:3-13. So instead of confrontation, the Bible says in Joshua 9:3-6, when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua has done to Jericho and to Ai, they worked craftily, went and pretended to be ambassadors. They took old sacks on their donkeys, old wineskins torn and mended, old and patched sandals on their feet, old garments on themselves, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua, to the camp at Gilgal, and said to him, and to the men of Israel, we have come from a far country. Now, therefore, make a covenant with us. They surrender when they have heard what the God of Israel has done to other gods around. They surrender. You will never surrender to the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Did you hear the Israelites surrendering to the enemies? No, because they serve the Most High God. So the Gibeonites saw clearly that Israel has a God that could not be confronted. You have a God that cannot be confronted. So they craftily came in humility and asked of the servants of Joshua. This king saw the finger of God from afar and very quickly surrendered, even before there was any talk of a battle. As we follow the leading of God, as we obey his instructions, those who are on our path to our God-ordained destinations will not only surrender to us, amen, They will help us to reach those destinations in the mighty name of Jesus. Now look at the story of Joseph now. His brother thought they are killing him, but they help him. You know, when he dreamed that his 11 stars, the sun and the moon were bowing down to him, it was like his father even rebuked him. You mean your father, your mother will also bow to him? Because at that time they were not a nation. Okay, I didn't mean we become a nation and then you will now make you the king. Okay, probably. But we are not yet a nation, we are just a tribe, an ethnic group, or a tribe. They are not even yet an ethnic group, just a tribe of people, just a little bit expanding, you know, as at that time. But his brothers, who perceive themselves as his enemies, pushed him to his breakthrough. You will enter into your breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. That was why I said, once we follow the leading of God, once we obey his instructions, you know, all those people in our paths, they will surrender. So the world is in a downturn situation. That's what I wanted to know. And many people have been negatively affected. Some might view this as the end of the road for their progress. I think I was reading the news on the internet of the restaurant that has been there for a very long time. And when the business was opened up, people approached the place to eat and they said, "We are out of business." Yeah. That is what is going on. So some might view this, that's why I said some might view this thing going on right now as the end of the road to their progress. As they're either being laid off, or their business are being shut down owing to various government acts or actions and the effects of this pandemic. But I'm assuring you, however, that as God's children, we must see the situation as temporary setbacks, but must never lose sight of our destinations. People may look at you and condemn you. They may look at you and they say you are too young. Don't let that one stop you. Don't, because of that one, go back. The current situation will pass away. What am I saying? This current situation will do what? Will pass. On the other side of it, better just will come and our business will rise again. We will conquer this environment in the mighty name of Jesus. What I want you to do is to continue to pray for those who are affected and for those who are in the front line, providing help to those affected. Our nurses, our doctors, all health workers, we need to pray for them. Praise the Lord. May the Lord Almighty make this period to be short and gracious to every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. I conclude with Psalm 20. Say, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of the God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord's service is anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They will bow down and fall in, but we will be risen and stand upright. Save Lord, may the King answer us when we call. Let's be on our feet this morning. Let's be on our feet. Just begin to thank the Lord. Just thank God. Thank God. Thank Him that you are still alive and that your business will bloom again. Your life will bloom again. Amen. There will be no hunger in your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Talk to God this morning. You will not surrender to COVID-19. You will not surrender to the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not surrender to the evil conditions going on in this society. You are a winner. You will win. You will win. Talk to God. I pray in the name that's above every other name for every mother here, every father, every parent here. You will not sorrow over your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, as the children return to school in the midst of this pandemic, they will never be a victim. In the mighty name of Jesus, you yourself will never be a victim. In the mighty name of Jesus. Joy like never before. Because you came to his presence to rejoice. Therefore shall you rejoice forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not let down your guard. I pray. Sin makes man to let down the guard. Big victory can make somebody also let down the guard. You will be on guard always. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father Lord, thank you. We bless you. You have heard the groaning of your people. You have heard their confessions. And I join my faith with every one of us here this morning. We will not surrender to the enemy.
Amen.
Victory shall be our portion.
Amen.
When Thanksgiving shall be here in November, we shall all be part of it.
Amen.
Ah, unexpected evil, long-term evil, short-term one, shall never be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, this society is evil. We know. We heard of gunshots and gun deaths every now and then as we walk around the city. I pray, oh Lord, we shall never be victims.
Amen.
Glory and honor to yourself.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.